Okay, we're dealing with a piece of Gemara which is explaining actually something that's only a Havamina. The whole tumul here of Mechal Yikarna, Loi Mechal Yikarna is not Emes. The Emes is there is no Chiluk Mechal Yikarna, no Mechal Yikarna. And yet, from the way the Gemara deals with the Havamina, the Havana of that, we're trying to come out with Havana in the way these mazikim work. So the Gemara said regarding the pasuk of Shein, v'shivasu haregel, so the Gemara asked, why do I need a gilu shilach his regel? It's the only thing that makes sense to fit into the pasuk. So Gemara said, it's just sakatay tachamina ivi vidi Hashem, hadu mechal yekarna, hadu loy mechal yekarna. I would have thought each one's talking about Shein, hadu mechal yekarna, hadu loy mechal yekarna. So that's a tzrichasa. Kamash Mulan. Now, the rule is in Shas that when the Gemara has a tzrichasa, we don't necessarily take it so seriously. Because it's a rule that a braisa will say things to bavarin, and a mistake an amoritz might make. It might be that it's an amoratish mistake, but the Gemara, we have a rule that a tzricha, so it could be a koldahu, it could be even not a strong svarik. So I think if this Gemara was just a tzricha, so it wouldn't be so bad. But the Gemara then asks a kasha. Gemara then asks, hasha dukmina regel, shein loy mechal yekarna menolah. So the Gemara is saying that it's an emes to have a meaning. It's not just a tzricha, so why I need the extra, why the price I had to bring an extra pasuk. Gemara is saying that there is such a svara that shein de loy mechal yekarna should be different than shein de mechal yekarna. So, heyos, that the Gemara has such a svara, it needs hesber. Why would I think to be mechalik between mechal yekarna and loy mechal yekarna? Why would I think to make a difference? The question, better phrased, the way I think in the Berachas Avraham, the way he phrases it, is if I cost someone a $50 hefsid, what's the difference if I destroy $50 of his, or if I take $100 of his and make it worth $50? Either way, I cost him a $50 hefsid. So why should there be a difference between Mechal Yekarna and Loi Mechal Yekarna? That was that's the question that we had, we have hanging from yesterday. Now, the first question is, which is worse? Mechal Yekarna or Loi Mechal Yekarna? Which is the Havamina that it should be worse? So Ruba de Ruba, everyone assumes that Mechal Yekarna is worse. You destroyed something of someone's totally. So Mechal Yekarna is worse. And that's why the Havamina is that only Mechal Yekarna is a mazik of Shein, not Loi Mechal Yekarna. The Chazon Ish mentions a possibility that Loi Mechal Yekarna is worse than Mechal Yekarna, which appears to be, at first glance, a plea. Loi Mechal Yekarna is worse than Mechal Yekarna. If I destroy it totally, it's better than if I destroy it partially. So someone mentioned a possible svara, which maybe we could understand, such a havamina, that lemaisa, if someone's mazik me, in certain ways, I'd rather get damaged Mechal Yekarna and get paid for the whole thing. In a way, Loi Mechal Yekarna is worse. Let's say I have an animal. So someone burns up the whole animal. So it's a $500 animal. He destroys it. He gives me $500. So it's like I sold it. If he takes my $500 animal, he makes it a nevela. Nevela is worth $100. He pays me $400. Now I have to go pachka with this nevela. In a certain way, I could hear Takanisha Svara that Mechal Yekarna, it could be, it's sad to say, that Mechal Yekarna, at least it's clean. You know, I had a bushel of peiros. Someone destroyed it and he paid me for it. All right, so he pays me for it. So, you know, so I don't have to go to the store and sell it. He bought it for me. But if he takes my peiros and his animal is metanif to peiros and makes it good for animal food, he gives me half the money. And now I have to find, so I'm not in the animal food business, I have to find someone to buy it to feed to his animal. So there is taka good svara that maybe there's such a tzad that loy mechaya karna is worse. The Chazanish writes that's an aleph aleph in the Chazanish of the Kama, that there could be the habit mina was that with loy mechaya karna it should be more chomer. And they see the problem is, he says it should be more chomer, that maybe it should be chayiv even b'shul sarab. So to call that much more chomer is already, it's hard to understand. Because they're mechaya karna, you don't get paid at all. Loy mechaya karna, you should get paid. It's a hard chazanish. This svara doesn't help for the case he's going on. He's going that the havamina was mechaya karna is shame. It's pata b'shul sarab. Loy mechaya karna is chayiv b'shul sarab. So that nekuda, the mechaya karna should be pata, loy mechaya karna should be chayiv. I don't know. It's a problem, and alright, we'll leave it. The Chazanish mentions this Tech Devarav. We're going to go with the Pasha to Mahalach. The Mechaya Karna is worse. Destroying somebody's things totally, it's worse. The question is why? Why should it be worse, Mechaya Karna, the Loi Mechaya Karna? A number of Mefarshim ask this Kasha. Why should Loi Mechaya... Bottom line, you cause them a hefsid of X number of dollars. What's the difference if it destroyed it totally or didn't destroy it totally? So the best mahalach is the mahalach of the Marsha and the Madurei Basra. Marsha and the Madurei Basra says that it's not a svara. It's taka not a svara. We have a klal in the way we explain halachis, that if we have a parsha in the Torah, we prefer to explain the whole parsha that's talking about one halacha. There's one parsha. I'd rather not say shein erego. If I could, I'd rather say it's all shein. Now, why would I say it's talking b'chal yakarna loy b'chal yakarna? Because it says the word ubier. Ubier, what does bier mean? Bier chavitz. Bier means to totally destroy. So if it just said ubier, I would say it's talking about Mechal Yekarna. Why? Not because of any svara. Just exerts a cause of kachu. That's the Lashon HaKra. Torah is Mechadish Amazik. So I would say it's talking Ubiyar when it totally destroys. So then with this extra riboy of Vishilach, I say Vishilach is Marba Loi Mechal Yekarna. Since this way I can explain the whole sugya in one Mazik, so I would have such a habit needed to explain Ubiyar that it's talking about destroying totally. That's the Gemara's Havamina. So it's up to Masha and Maduri Basra, and Masha saying, you don't have to break your head to think of a Svara. Think of a Svara that Mechaya Karna should be worse, it shouldn't be worse. No. This goes with the Mahalach we had at the beginning of the year, that there's a Shein Mazik, the Torah is Mechadish Mazik. Well, we could say Svara, we say Svaras, we can say Svaras, we don't. If we just said Ubiyar, I would say Ubiyar means Ubiyar, and it destroys. This new magic of shame that the Torah is Mechadish is talking about Bier when it destroys, when it's Mechaya Karna. So that's the Marsha's Mahalach. And the truth is that it's a good Mahalach because it answers another Kasha. Marsha himself says. There's another Kasha. The Gemara now says, okay, I would have Avinina Shein is only Mechaya Karna. So how do you know it's not? So the Gemara, do me a regel. Just like regel, no difference Mechaya Karna, no difference Loi Mechaya Karna. Same thing Shein. So the Rashba asks, how do you know regel? Maybe regel is also only Mechaya Karna. The Rashba asks Akasha, maybe regel is also only Mechaya Karna. The Gemara says, maybe Shein is only Mechaya Karna. No, do me a regel. How do you know regel? Maybe regel is also only Mechaya Karna. Zakta Marsha, maybe it's good. Because the only reason I would have a Havamina to split Mechaya Karna, not Mechaya Karna, is why? Is because of the word Ubiyar, which says by Shein. So by Shein, there's a Havamina to split Mechaya Karna, not Mechaya Karna. By regel, it doesn't say Ubiyar. By regel, it says Vishilach. Where it says Vishilach, why should I think to be Mechalach to Mechaya Karna? We're saying now there's no Svara. It's just where it says it'll be Eretz Gzeres HaKasim. By Regel, where it says Vishilach, there's no Havamina to be Mechalik. So that's how I know Regel is Sai Mechal Yekarin and Sai Lai Mechal Yekarin. Because by Regel, it doesn't say it'll be here. So Marsha is very geschmack that this is the Mechalik in the Havamina, Mechal Yekarin. And then this is, he points out, it's a Rashi. Look at the Rashi, my Regel Loishna. Rashi says, my regel loishna mechayi kana loishna mechayi. It's like Rashi, daha likes it be ubir, because it doesn't say ubir. Rashi says, Masha is saying, he's saying pshat Rashi, daha likes it be ubir. It doesn't say ubir, which means that the whole makar to be mechalik is only because it says ubir, and where it doesn't say ubir, so then it's not. The same thing in the previous Rashi. Rashi EDVED, in the narrow lines, Rashi says it also. In the second narrow line, in Rashi, Ubiyer, Hainu Hecha de Mechal Yekarna, Dumashma Ubiyer, Shemavar Lagamri. It's really Rashi. Rashi says Ubiyer, Mashma Shemavar Lagamri. Kavonis Rashi, Zabta Marsha. Rashi's Kavona is that there's taken no spell to be Mechalik. Just like Chamor v'Lo Kalim, there's no Svarah to be Mechalik. There's no Svarah. Ubiyer, I would have said it, if we just say Ubiyer, I'd say it's only Mechal Yekarna, because that's Taich Ubiyer, like Bir Chavitz. So this is the Marsha's Mahalach. It's the easier Mahalach in the Sugya, because it's telling us, Beferish, that we don't have to say a Svarah. And if you don't have to say a Svarah, it makes it easier. I would have thought it's Gzeres HaKasim, Kamash Malon, it's not. So this is the Marsha's Mahalach. The Rashba himself says a slightly different Mahalach. The Rashba says that a typical shein is Mechal Yekarna. The typical shein is eating. Typical shein is Mechal Yekarna. A typical regel, a normal regel, what's a normal regel? A trample son. A normal regel is like Mechal Yekarna. That's the typical case of regel. So the Rashba says that if there was no extra ribui, I would tie shein by its most normal case. Its most normal case of shein is Mechal Yekarna. I would tie regel by its most normal case, which is even like Mechal Yekarna. The Rashba is different than the Marsha, but basically it comes down to both saying is that you don't have to have big svaras here. It's a question of touching up the mazik, and either like the Marsha, I would touch it up based on ubiyer, or like the Rashba, I would touch it up based on shein and regel. Either way, it's an uptouch, and that's adequate. So adkan, this is pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara has a few more lines. It goes the other way. Gemara says the same thing the other way. Amamar ubiyer zu hashein v'chein oimak shiyavar ha'gol ha'tumay. Tamid kosher monaka shiyavar ha'gol ha'tumay alav ochi bayuk min alay. Ikeren ksiv ha'yiregel ksiv. So it's yosakech amini vidi ha'regel. Ha'dozol me'mele ha'deshach shluchei kamash molon. It's the same idea. That v'shilach mi shalach shluchei. You don't have to say svaris. V'shilach is shalach shluchei, like the Marsha says. Or, like the Rashba, the typical regel is he says, he explains Mechal Yekarna. The Rashba doesn't explain this piece of Gemara, but I want to say here, typical regel. That's a typical regel. Shal shluchei or lo shal shluchei. I guess typical animals are shal shluchei. Animals usually go on their own. I don't know how the Rashba explained the second half of the Gemara. By regel, why would I think it's only shalash shluchei? Like him, you have to say a typical regel is shalash shluchei. I don't know. Like the Marsha, it's a little easier. Like the Marsha, taych v'shilach is shalash shluchei. That's the word the Torah chose. So kamash. Okay, so this is pshat in the Gemara. Now we get to machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. in Tait Shloi Mechal Yekarna. Alright, the Rashi, I assume you all saw already, Rashi learns that what's Taich Mechal Yekarna, what's Taich Loi Mechal Yekarna. So Rashi learns, Mechal Yekarna is that it eats it up totally, it destroys it totally, means a typical case when it eats food. And what's Loi Mechal Yekarna? So Rashi says in the last wide line, the fourth line, Loi Mechal Yekarna Mashmuk Hagoisha Ochla Aruga V'Saifai Lachzar V'Litzmayach Avaloi Ketchila. The animal ate Tvua that's just beginning to grow in the field. Taisis calls it Shachas, that's the Lashon of the Gemara in the Cheskes Habatin. Shachas is Peiris that are in the early stage of growing. So the animal ate the shachas. If the animal wouldn't have eaten it, it would have grown into full, nice, full produce. The animal ate it. What's going to happen now? It's taka going to regrow. It's early enough in the season that the earth is going to give peiris again. But the new peiris are not going to have the full cycle of that the peiris need. And it's going to grow, Rashi says, it's not going to grow the way it normally should grow. So that Rashi says, that's called Loi Mechal Yekarna. Now, before we get into the kashas and terutzim on it, how many hezekim are there here? How many damages are there when my animal eats your shachas? How do you calculate a bill? How do you calculate the bill? How much you have to pay? How do you make a cheshbon?
First,
look what he ate right now. So, two steps to calculating, right? First, you look at what he ate right now, how much it was worth. And then, you look at what it should have grown and what it did grow. Let's say a normal crop this size is worth $1,000. And this one actually grows only $500. So it caused me a hefset of $500.
But you're already paying for what it is now.
So how do we calculate it? Right, so let's see. Let's say the shachas is worth $100. And normal payers are worth $1,000. And the shachas was $100. And what grew after was worth $500. So how much does he have to pay me? So what does he pay me? 100 or 600? 400? 500? How much damage right there?
If you're paying the damage, just the shot, that's it. It says you would have $1,000 carrying the other.
You can compare some of the pairs around it. Appreciate it.
I don't hear it. The animal ate, I have payers. It ate $100 worth of my payers. He paid me $100. And that's it. So why does Rashi say, Seifel Azal Litzmayach, I would like it Chila? Who cares if it's Seifel Azal Litzmayach? So you think you only pay $100 for this shachas and that's it? Mafia, I missed, there is no chilek. We're saying now the havamin. Be a havamin. Is that the way I understood Rashi? Is that the way everyone understood Rashi? But what are you paying for?
Shouldn't you pay for what would have grown minus the shachas?
So the chayyeh had two ways of calculating. I thought, there's one thing is to pay for the shachas. It's my shachas, you ate my shachas. That's one thing. So my shachas is worth $100, you pay $100. There's a second issue. My peiros normally would grow and they'd be worth $1,000. Now that you ate the shachas, they're only worth $500. So therefore, I had a loss of... I had a loss of...
500 minus
So actually I had a loss of 400.
Right.
Because I normally would have a $1,000 crop. Now I had $100 worth of shachas and $500 worth of produce. So now I got 600. Assuming you pay me for the shachas. So now I got 600, so you should have to pay me 400. Plus the 100 for the shachas. So it's really 500 altogether. Right? In other words, normally I would get a $1,000 crop. And now that you ate the shachas and the peris went down in value, you should have to pay for both. You should have to pay $100 for the shachas. And the crop value went down, so it went down $500, but it really only went down $400, right? Because I got, instead of a $1,000 crop, I got a $100 shachas and a $500 crop, total of 600. So really, my loss was 400. Since you're paying me for the shachas.
Never calculate as a dollar. You always say now, right now, what's, how much can I sell it the way it is now?
The shachas.
Anything, whatever we should be evaluating the field. How much can I sell the field with half-grown things now with the shachas still on it? Now should I sell the field now without with the half-grown field without the shachas on it? That's how we have a case of lemon chali karn over here. We're just going to go with the case of the chali karn and lemon chali karn.
Okay, you hear what Yanti's saying. Well, you'll hear what he's saying in a minute. Because that's the emphasis is that what I'm saying, what you're saying, seems to be the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. And we'll see why in a second. Let's first see Tosfos. Here, Tosfos learned Rashi the way I'm telling you. That you pay cash. How much do you pay? So it's not clear, the Mepharshim have different angles, either you pay the shachas, plus the value went down. Or else just what the value went down. It's just the shachas, whatever it is. Let's see. Pirsha Kunchas. Shachas she'osid lots l'tzmayach. Avalei ketchila. Certain amount of this shachas, comma, plus, she'osid l'tzmayach. Avalei ketchila. Whatever is going to grow now is going to grow, but not the way it was originally. And that's called lai mechal yakarna. V'kosha. V'mechal yakarna. When you eat shachas. Tosfos Klal learned you have to pay for the shachas. V'kosha. V'mechal yakarna. Shagam ha'bailim yachayim l'ktzah. The Bailam can also cut off the shachas and eat it. That Tosfos Kasha on Rashi. So Klar Tosfos learned that you pay the shachas, like Rashi. You pay the value of the shachas. That's what Tosfos learned, Rashi. For Tosfos, that shachas is the chayakarna. The animal ate it up totally. Zayfrek, Tosfos said Rashi. So in order to understand Rashi, what do we have to answer? In order to answer Rashi, what do we have to say? Whatever mahalach has to start with one nekuda. Huh? What's the nekuda that you have to start with to answer Rashi? Tosfos misunderstood Rashi in something. Tosfos is asking, when you eat the shachas mechal yakarna, must be Rashi meant.
More value.
Rashi meant more value, not the shachas. But I don't know. Rashi doesn't say how to shatz it up. But he can't be talking about paying for the shachas, because then Tosfos is certainly right. If you're talking about paying for the shachas,
Rashi must be talking about that Tosfos also, because
Means
whatever he ate, whatever it was there now. The
in both thing. Cases, we eat.
Right.
So what's the difference between the two cases?
Right.
Okay, that's the problem with Rashi. That's why Tosfos understood Rashi, and that's why that it's shachas, and he has the kasha. We have to get away from that. In order to answer Rashi, we're going to have to somehow get away from this idea of paying for the shachas. Right, so the Kunchas Hashiurim says that if you learn the first sugya in Hakainis, the whole problem here with Rashi Shita is going to fall away. And Fakert, and Rashi Begud L'Shitasa, and Taisa Begud L'Shitasa. The beginning of Perek Hakainis, the Mishnah says, Ketzav Mishalem Es Masha Hezika. how do you pay when an animal was mazik? It's talking there about nifritza balayla. It went out an animal and it was mazik. Yarda kedarka went to someone else's gina. It was mazik. So the Mishnah there says the words keita mishalemis mashahizika shamin beisa ba'isasada kama hoisa yafa v'kama hi yafa. So I think you've all heard this over the years in yeshiva, that the way we shot up the value is we look at a base saw. What do you mean a base saw? How much was a mazik? It was mazik two saw, you're not going to look at one saw. What do you mean? Shaman base saw. So Gemara says it means whatever it was mazik, you take a field 60 times as big. Gemara says sets the value at shishim. Let's say it was mazik one row. You take a field of 60 rows, and you see how much a field of 60 rows is worth before the animal did its damage. How much could you get to that field? And you look how much it's afterwards, and you pay the difference. That's the famous chiddush in the Mishnah here, which causes a lot of tumbling when it gets to all other types of damages. I'm sure you all bumped into the old problem that if you have a $1 million house and you break a window, so if you shot up the house, how much it was worth before, how much it's worth after, it doesn't change much. Which is, of course, the problem with this method of shaman. And it's a shame when we get to it. The Shach's rule is, which I think I mentioned to you once, the Shach's rule is anything that could be replaced, you pay for replacing. Anything that can't be replaced, you do shaman. Growing crops, you can't put it back. You go with the method of shaman. So we're talking here about this method of shaman. Now, Reb Shimon Aimer, and we passed in the like both by the Amrin, Achla Peris Gemurim, Mishalem is Peris Gemurim. If you have a field and the peris are fully grown, totally grown, ready to be picked, then you don't shots up the field. If it ain't Peris Gemurim, you pay Peris Gemurim. That's for sure. This Mishnah is talking with an eight peiris she'ein on gemurim. It ain't shachas. It ain't fruit that's not ready to go. Then you go with shatting up the field. As they state in the gemurim. There is a machlekes here between Rashi and the Rosh. What that means. The truth is, it's a little hard to understand. This is a kula for who? If I shat up the field instead of the peiris, the kula for mazik. The value of a field of 60 rows as opposed to the value of a field of 59 rows, I would assume the market value doesn't change very much. I assume it changes very little. And it's a big kula for the mazik. Rashi Shita. I'm trying to understand, why does Rashi go with this mahalach? Huh? Shana Rashi. There's only one way to look at Rashi. There's only one way to look at Rashi. Rashi holds, you don't have to pay fruit. If you did damage to a field, you pay for doing damage to the field. That's Rashi Shita. If the fruit is grown, it's fruit. If the fruit is half grown, it's not fruit. It's part of the field. Right? That's what the payers that are part of the field are part of the field. So the way Rashi understands and the way we're learning Ketzav Shalman, Shalman this way, Shalman that way, you mazik the field, you pay what the field went down in value. Now the Rosh disagrees. The Rosh says it doesn't mean you shots up how much you would sell the field for. No. Of course, you're selling the whole field, you're selling real estate. The value of the payers are minuscule compared to the real estate. The Rosh says you shots up if you would sell the field lipei roisav. In other words, you're not selling the field for keeps. There are people, business people, who are willing to buy sade lipei roisav. They're not going to own the field. They're only going to buy the field for this year's crop. So the crop is half done. You go over to them, and they're business people. They'll pay you X number of dollars that they can complete the crop and collect the crop. So the Rosh holds that you don't look at the whole field if you would sell the whole field. You just look at Sada LePeirisav. If you would sell this field for its Peiris, how much would it be worth? And that's how How much would it be worth if it has 60 rows? How much worth if it has 59 rows? Now that's already much closer to the actual amount of value. Here the buyer is not interested in the real estate. He's not going to own the real estate. He's just buying the peiros for its potential. It's not fully grown. So he's buying it for its potential. A certain amount of risk. Half-grown peiros could be locusts are going to come in and destroy it. Could be he'll never make it to market. That's all factored in. The Rush in Svara is much more geschmack than Rashi. The Rush in Svara, it's a beautiful way of shouting up the value of half-grown peiros. How do you shout it up? There's no market for half-grown peiros. The answer is there is a market. There are people who pay for a field with half-grown peiros. So how much would they pay for a 60-row field? How much do they pay for a 59-row field? That difference is what you have to reimburse. That's Shitas HaRosh. When we get to Akkadim, we still have to deal with it. But everyone understands in Rashi that Rashi says he shots up the value as if you would sell the field. The Rush holds, you look at the value as if you would sell the field, the peiroisa. So this is the machlokes. Rada is a Kabbalah from Chaim Volozhiner. That Chaim Volozhiner said that in Shas, the machlokes in between Rashi and Tosis generally, exceptions to every rule, but usually the reason Rashi and Tosis get into so many fights is because they have a machlokes. When you touch up a Gemara, what takes precedence? Rashi's shita is it takes precedence; it should fit into the lashon haGemara. That's Rashi's mahalach. That's what Rashi's pshat. Rashi's precedence is it should fit into the lashon. The Balei Tosfos said no; it has to take precedence that it's emes al pi svara. It has to be emes al pi svara. It has to be emes al pi sugis hashas. And if you have to be matzik the lashon, you be matzik the lashon. But that's the difference between Rashi and the Balei Tosfos. And that's why there's so many machlokes, because Rashi always focuses on pshat, and Tosfos always focuses on Rashi always focuses on the lashon, fitting the pshat halashon, and Tosfos' focus is always into fitting into the svara and fitting into other sugyas, always svaras in Tosfos. This is a typical case. This machlokes is Rashi and the Rush. Klar, the Rush is more svaradik. The Rush, it's hard to understand by Rashi. The guy imagines going to pay so little. Very hard to understand. But if you would learn the Mishnah, just the simple pshat in the Mishnah, you would touch it like Rashi or the Gemara. The words of the Mishnah, kama, kama hayashava, kama hushava. Pasha pshat in the Lashon is very much like Rashi. But Svara, it's clear like the Rush. To answer Rashi and Svara, Safta Kuncha Seishiurim, that Rashi holds, as we said before, that half-grown peiros are not peiros. You don't pay for bimazik peiros if it's not peiros. Half-grown peiros is sada. It's part of a field. Half-grown peiros is part of a field. And in Mela, you're paying for damaging the field. You're not paying for the payers. You're paying for damaging the field. Hey, yes, you're paying for damaging the field. That's why you shot up how much the field was worth before, how much it's worth after. Because Rashi doesn't look at it as payers. Rashi looks at it as sada. If you look at it as sada, you look at the change of value in the sada. Tosfos, I'm going to say, this is the Rosh, and we're going to learn our Tosfos this way too. Our Rosh holds, no, it's peiros. They're also to be cut. They're peiros. They're not fully grown peiros, but they're peiros. And therefore, Tosfos and the Rosh would hold, they look at the peiros. That's the Sugya Perek HaKadosh. We come back to our Tosfos. If you understand this Nakuda, this Chiddush of Shitas Rashi, that when someone damages your field, you're paying for damage to the field, not to the peiros. Now Rashi is so geschmack. What's Rashi say? If you have half-grown peiros and an animal eats it, is that mechaya karna or loy mechaya karna? The animal eats half-grown peiros. What does it depend on? depends on this machlekes Rashi and the others. If someone eats half-grown peiris in my field, is that machal yakarna or not? If you're looking at his peiris, if you look at his fruit, it's machal yakarna, the fruit was eaten. That's Tosfos Shita. Rashi says, no, you don't look at his fruit, you look at it as a field. Was the field totally destroyed? The field wasn't totally destroyed. It's very geschmack. The field was partially destroyed, very partially. It could value the field stay the same. So Rashi holds, when you eat shachas, it's like a chal yakarna. So Rashi is very good. The shitasa, the prektoisvis, it's habaylam hayachaylam litzar. The teretz is, who cares? The baylam could have cut it. You're not paying for damaging the teretz. You're paying for damaging the field. Since you're paying for damaging the field, that's why Rashi considers it to be like a chal yakarna. This is the pshat in the kunchusay shiurim. It's very clear pshat in Rashi here. It's Taisis Kasha, and with this Mahalach, we understand. We say Rashi, we understand why Taisis had a Kasha.
Then Rashi wouldn't have to come to the Taina, then it wouldn't go back to normal. If it's a field, the difference of value of a field that has pairs, and the difference of value of a field that doesn't have pairs.
Right. The, according to this, the reason Rashi is saying it is because if it's Seifel Azul, it's Mayach Ketchila, if this crop is going to grow anyway, so then there's no Hefzid. Which we'll see, there are some who shouldn't learn out of Rashi, that's not a case where it will grow back. So Rashi is saying, no, it's not going to grow back, so there's a Hefzid. If it would grow back. So Rashi says, Ochla Aruga. Rashi says, it ate Aruga of Sevelaz Lotzmayach. I mean, why does he hop on this case, Bechlau? You should say any fruit that was not fully grown. As Rashi says, Ochla Aruga. But it has to be at a stage where it's not Sevelaz Lotzmayach, because otherwise it doesn't affect the value. You're at such a stage where
it's.
If you had aruga, that's peiros gemurim. So that the Mishnah says over there in our claim is that you pay peiros gemurim. That's called damage to peiros. So Rashi has to have that it ate it before it was good nigma.
So what's Rashi
saying?
The
soifer
lazav
l'tzmayach
of the light.
That's
the main.
So Rashi's bavarning that when it's soifer lazav l'tzmayach kitchila, that then there's no decrease in the value, which is what the Rashba says. The Netziv by Merck's also in the Kuda here on Taisus. The owner was planning to cut the Shachas. What's the case? Was the owner planning to cut it as Shachas? Huh? Pashup Shad? Not, right? Was the owner planning to cut Shachas? Push it not. So what if Tais is saying, Shagam Abaylim Yechaylim Liktzar, that you pay for the Shachas because the Bailim could have cut it? Who cares that the Bailim could have cut it? If they weren't planning to cut it, you have to pay for such a thing. The Tziv asks, doesn't ask, he says, you don't have to pay for the Shachas. Because the Bible weren't planning on cutting it. If he doesn't want to replace the window, you have to pay for breaking the window. He's not losing anything. He is losing. See, the marshal is not such a good marshal because till now he had a good window, now he has a broken window. It doesn't bother him enough to replace it, but there's a loss. You have to figure out a case where a person could make money and he doesn't plan to make the money. Here's the cash. What? Scratching a car. But again, before he had an unscratched car, now he has a scratched car, so he did have a loss. What? He had a scratch car and just ate a scratch. It doesn't change anything. It's your partner. You're right. You have a car that's all scratched up and he makes one more scratch. So you're right. No?
Yeah.
We should have to pay Mashinahenis. That's true. When you don't pay the Hezek, you pay Mashinahenis. Maybe if you pay the Hezek on the second part.
Of course, you don't pay it, but maybe it's referring to it.
Maybe since you pay Mashinahenis. That has nothing to do with Habaylam Hayyachalim Liktzar, though. Nothing to do. If I'm the hen and you have no hefsid, I wouldn't have to pay, right? Shalom is Mashinahenis when I'm potter. If Shane is Mazik Bishasarabim, so I pay Mashinahenis. So here, even if I'm potter from the Shachas. But then the Tziv says is that you're potter from the Shachas. You put it from the $100, and you only pay the $500 decrease in value. In other words, what you ate to shachas, what do you pay? You pay that till now you had $1,000 crop, and now you have a $500 crop. Not you, a mazikim. So you pay that $500. But the value of the shachas, Dr. Nitziv, Rashi didn't hold you have to pay. Rashi holds, since you didn't plan to cut it, you plan to let it grow. So that 100, you really potter. Where do you pay? You pay the 500 that it went down in value. Now, that, you can learn Rashi that way. The Rashi says, the shachas, you don't have to pay because you didn't plan to cut it. It wasn't even lit so. So you just pay the $500 that it went, that the crop went down, if you go with such a mahalach. So Zotin Tziv, Vaita Rashi's answered. Because then again, it's like Mechayakarna. You're paying not the value of the shachas you ate, but the value of the field went down. The value of the field went down. That's when the chayyah came. So either way, the point of Rashi is that you're not paying the value of the shachas. That is true no matter what in Rashi. And that's how Rashi is inferred from Tosfos Kashi. Now, there is one nekuda that Yossi mentioned when we started. I don't want to get sidetracked. But in the Beis Lechem Yehuda, he does ask a kasha. You all know, by Adam HaMazik, there's such a thing as Grama, and there's such a thing as Gani. Grama is when I cause a Hezek. What's the din Adam who causes a Hezek? So then, Adam by Grama is Potter B'dinei Adam, Achai B'dinei Shemayim. Okay, Grama we're going to have many times. You should know. Grama is Pata B'dinei Adam and Chayav B'dinei Shemayim. That's the way we pass. Garmi is Chayav even B'dinei Adam. What is Garmi and what is Grama? One of the most confusing things in Seder Nezikin. What's Garmi? What's Grama? If you're confused, it's good you're confused because there are about six sheetahs in the Rishayim. And the Ramban wrote a kuntres to Garmi to make it clear, which confuses it totally. And we're going to spend time on it. But for today, there's an easy answer that you should always remember. Grama and Garmi are just code words. They don't mean anything different. Grama means you caused it. Garmi means you caused it. The word Garmi in Shas is used for a grama where you chayiv. And the word grama is used for a grama that you putter, b'dinei adam. You chayiv b'dinei shemayim, and no matter what. But you should know, Grama Garmi, whenever it's used in the Paiskim, and 90% in Shas, it means the same thing. Dina de Garmi, Dina de Grama, it's just sort of a code expression. That Grama means something you caused in a Makuladik way. Garmi is something you caused in a way that you're chayim. What are the Gedarim? So that is a Machlekes HaPaiskim, Machlekes Rishayim, Machlekes HaPaiskim, how to make Gedarim, which we'll spend time yet on. But there's Grama and there's Garmi. If I would go to your field, and your field is half grown, and I destroy what's half grown. Legabe the next crop, what am I? I'm only a gairim. You would have had a $1,000 crop, and now you don't. Isn't that only a gairim? Right? That's that. Maybe it's garmi, maybe it's a Muhammadic gairim. But it's only, I'm only being gairim the hefsid of a $1,000 crop. So the Beis Nachem Yehuda, he doesn't understand. Garmi by Odom HaMazik is Chayiv. Garmi by Shor HaMazik, by Mamaynei HaMazik, is a Machlekes HaPaiskim. Garmi. So, L'chaira, the way it comes out here, the Yisakasha, if you're going to say you changed the value, what it would have grown, and what it did grow, that's Garmi. L'chaira will be a Raya from here. So we have a Raya from Yishayim, that Garmi by Mamaynei HaMazik is Chayiv. Because we're learning Rashi, that Rashi touched up, that the amount of field, that I would have had a $1,000 crop, now I have a $500 crop, I paid a difference, that's only Garmi, it's Garmi by animal Amazik, and it should be a Raya, so based on community, it's this Kasha, it should be a Raya from here, to the, to that Mavadi Amazik by Garmi is Chayiv. The Kasha. It's the Kasha. So Yankee into the Kasha. But the Teretz is the same thing. He doesn't say a Teretz, he blames Shver. But the Teretz is the Kuntra Se Shiurim saying. That Rashi doesn't look at it as Garmi, you're paying because it would have been a $1,000 field, now it's a $500 field. That's not Pshat and Rashi. Why is the Kuntra Se Shiurim learning Pshat and Rashi? If you learn Pshat and Rashi, you are a Mazik Teretz. You're a Mazik of field. We look at selling the field. Till now, you were selling the field. The person who's going to buy it knows he can get a $1,000 crop. Now you're going to sell the field. The person who buys it knows they get a $500 crop. You're magic the field. The value of the field went down. That's not a garmi. Not a goyrim the crop. It means that right now the value went down. That's every magic. A magic something, its value goes down. The way the Kuntra Se Shiurim learned, it's a very geschmack. I'm paying what the value went down. I'm not paying what the payris, $1,000 payris, $500 payris, pay the difference. It's not pshat. Pshat and Rashi is your magic the field. You're paying the difference in the value of the field. So this is the... This Mahalach and Rashi answers all these kashas. And it's a very, very geschmack of Mahalach. And this is all... In the Kuntra Se Shiurim, Shir Dalit, what I tell you yesterday, I think it's Bava, so in the Kuntra Se Shiurim. I say, okay? It's very geschmack, it's written very clearly inside, and it's a very glatt to Mahalach and Rashi. Okay. Now we turn to the Reb Chaim. The Reb Chaim Be'ikr is a pilpul, but it's based on pshat and a new pshat in this sugya. Not the Reb Chaim's pshat, but the Rashba's pshat. The Reb Chaim bases it on a Rashba. Tomorrow we're going to learn the Rashba. We're going to go to a different metzias. Rashba has a whole different metzias in the Gula than what we learned till now. Till now we learned. The fact is, if an animal eats peiris, the new crop is going to be worth less. Right? That's what we always assume. If you eat a half-eaten crop, the next crop will be worth less. The Rashba says no. The following is a fact in agriculture and farming. If you want to know who's right, you have to ask a farmer. I don't know who's right. But the Rashba learns that if you have certain crops, I don't know which crops, certain crops that start to grow, it's good for the crops that your animal should go into the field, eat what grew first, and then have it grow again. It's going to grow just as good as it did before, maybe even better. He says, well, hurray, farmers do it all the time. Farmers do it all the time. Farmers do it, I don't know, she has her Weinberg, he grew up on a farm. Weinberg grew up in Vineland, in the farms. That's what they do. But nowadays they do everything by machine anyway. By Arovis? Oh yeah? They do it by Arovis. Huh? Maybe those who hold like the Rashba do it, and those who hold like Rashi don't. Rashi Klor says that Vita Aruga, Saifai, is Lazov of the Tzmayach, Avaloi Ketchila. The Rasmus says such a lazel will try too. It's going to grow back. It's going to grow back. So then we have a very interesting shiloh at the Rashba, which is the shiloh we're going to have to deal with. Huh? If the Mitzias is like the Rashba, you know, if you want to make shalom between them, you could say the, if the pay receded, the first month it's like the Rashba, the second month like Rashi. Rashi is talking the second month, Rashi is talking the first month. Maybe. But it could be different crops are different, it could be different countries are different. I have no idea. But for our discussions, we have to go to a new Matthias that now becomes a very interesting shaila. You have here a case. Listen to the case. I have a field, and I am growing a peiris. And I don't plan to have my animals either. I plan the peiris should grow, it'll be $1,000 crop. You come into my field, your animal comes into my field, and it eats my shachas, it eats my young plants, and now it's still going to grow $1,000 crop. Do you have to pay me or don't you have to pay me? Zenehena v'zeh loy chaser. It's a funny kind of loy chaser. What's he chaser? It's chaser shegama bailam hem yichayim liktza. He's not doing it. What's the deal? If I have a Danish and it's worth $1, I don't plan to eat it. It's going to sit here until it rots. And you eat it. Do you have to pay me?
Classical case, if you have a field, it doesn't
plan to
rent.
No, Zeloy is where he doesn't plan to rent. Yeah, it's true. Because then it has no value, then it has no market value. But is that true, what you're saying, Zeloy Chaser, about living in someone's house, is that true about someone's mammon? Now we're talking about someone's mammon, mamish. Someone has shachas. Mamish is mammon. Lost out on the first cycle. Well, if he would lose a cycle, if the Metzias is he's going to lose a cycle, that's not the Metzias that the Raj is talking about. The Raj is talking about a peri that only has one cycle, or it has two, you'll still get two. Because the whole Rajba, the whole chap of the Rajba is that you're not losing anything. The Rajba is learning. Doesn't mean that it's not totally destroyed. The Rajba means you're not losing anything. Your karen is going to be the same. You had 1,000 before, you had 1,000 now. So this is the Rajba that we're going to have to try tomorrow to see what the shakla v'tari mechayikar loy mechayikar is. It doesn't take a lot to figure out. You sit down, you'll think about the Rajba, you'll see right away that this is Reb Chaim's case of two stamps or whatever it was, the case that we talked about. And what it comes down to, what we're going to discuss tomorrow, is the issue of when you cause someone damage, do you pay him for the damage? Or do you pay him for his loss? What is it that you have to pay a person for? For his damage or for his loss? How do you shatz it up? If you pay what you damage, you pay what you damage. So you get one amount. If you pay the loss, so then you have to see what he lost. Okay, so that's on the agenda for tomorrow. In the meantime, try to get straight we're not going to go vayit in Gemara. Try to get straight to Kuntra Seishiurim. To understand Klar here, Machlok Rashi and Tosfos, according to his Mahalach, and then Yitzchak Hashem, you look at this Rav Chaim, and you'll see it. Yesterday, Rav Leibel Williger told me that the newest prints of the Graf Al Hashas have it. The original prints, Zichah didn't have it, and then the so-called Graf HaChadosh also doesn't have it. But he said there's a new one that does have it, but I couldn't find. So I don't know if it does or doesn't. But certainly the photos that I gave you has it for Kitzer, and that's on the agenda for tomorrow.